From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You're on the phone because you're in Park City, Utah, huh?
That's right. For the world premiere of Wordplay, this new documentary on the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament and me and crossword people.
Are you a big star out there in the mountains there?
Well, no, I don't think anyone knows me yet, but we'll see.
Oh, they will. Once the movie comes out, they'll know the face behind all of those diabolical puzzles and puzzle books you've done and crosswords over the years, you know. Then you're in trouble. No, listen to you. You're whining.
One of the great things about radio is that no one knows what I look like.
Yeah, it is. That is great, the anonymity. Well, you're actually out in Park City at the Sundance Festival with our old friend, Merle Regal, who
right.
is an amazing puzzle person. And he was actually the author of the challenge that you left everyone to work on last week. So remind us what it was.
Yes, I said take the word carburetor, add two letters, and rearrange the result to name another car part, also in one word. What car part is it?
What car part is it?
Well, add the letters H and G, and you scramble to make turbocharger.
Ooh. We had over 1,000 entries from people who tried to solve this puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Dr. Jeffrey Lee from Newport Beach, California. Hi, can I call you Jeff?
You sure may.
Tell us what you do in Newport Beach.
Well, in Newport Beach, I mostly keep my books and clothes. I spend most of my time in L.A. where I work.
And what do you do?
I'm a physician.
Oh, really? One of the, you know, few people that works in an industry other than movies, huh?
That's correct.
All right. And are you a puzzle player?
I am a big puzzle player.
Oh, you are?
Mostly crosswords and then the wordplay on the Sunday morning show.
Oh, what fun. Well, how long have you been playing on the air?
Years for the Sunday morning show, but not very many submissions because I usually don't get them.
Well, you got this one,
yeah.
And you know what that means.
I guess so.
All right. Jeff, meet Will. Will, meet Jeff.
Hi, Will. Enjoy the Sundance.
Yeah. Well, Sundance is a compound word in which the respective parts begin with the letters SD. Each of the answers today, similarly, is another compound word with these initials. And here's clue number one. Beauty is said to be only this.
Skin deep.
That's right. Number two. Particles of wood around a tree trunk.
Sawdust.
Excellent. Number three, it helps herd woolly farm animals.
Sheepdog.
Excellent. To jump out of a plane with a parachute.
Skydive.
Excellent. At an unspecified future time.
Someday.
Uh-huh. Final cycle of a washer.
Spin dry.
Excellent. Ultimate confrontation.
Ultimate confrontation?
Yeah. Singular. So two people are having a long-standing fight, and they finally have
some kind of duel. But
is it showdown?
They have
showdown.
A showdown.
Showdown.
Good.
Thank you.
Hasty and careless.
Snap decision.
Hmm.
No. And it has to be a compound word, not a two-word phrase.
Oh.
Okay.
Hasty.
Hasty and careless.
Speed demon?
No.
I like it.
I need help.
Yeah, I'm trying. He didn't accept my answer.
If someone is fresh with you, what do you do to them across the face?
Slap.
Yeah.
Slapdash.
Slapdash,
yeah. Is it?
Okay.
What wind may create after a winter storm?
Snowdrift.
Good. Popular bread from San Francisco.
Sourdough.
Uh-huh. Time mentioned at the beginning of Captain Kirk's log.
Stardate.
Uh-huh. Plant with a long, showy bloom.
A long, showy bloom. Not a flower person.
And the second part.
Snapdragon?
A snapdragon, excellent.
Okay.
Tool that's also the name of a drink.
Screwdriver.
Uh-huh. Bus with only one level.
Single deck?
Single decker is right.
Yeah.
A large dance party.
Slam dance?
Uh-huh. No.
No, it's dance party.
And it was also the name of a 1960s TV show that competed with Hullabaloo.
Oh.
I probably didn't watch it, so.
Because you're probably, I'm old enough to remember this one, Shindig.
Shindig, okay. Good job. And here's your last one. When this program is heard every week.
This program is heard every week.
On what day of the week is this program heard, Jeff?
It's Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
Sunday.
Oh.
Nice work.
So simple.
All right.
Yeah. No, you got it. You were terrific, man. You were so quick. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Yeah, you're going to have all your puzzle needs taken care of. Tell us your member station. What member station?
KCRW in Santa Monica.
Okay. Dr. Jeffrey Lee from Newport Beach, California. Hey, you were great.
Enjoy the Sundance, Will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. All right, Will, give us something to work on for the next week.
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. Take the 9 letters from G to O, change one of them to the following letter of the alphabet, and rearrange the result to name a famous person. And I'll give you 2 hints. The answer is this person's full name, and it's a person who's been in the news lately. So again, the 9 letters from G to O, change one of them to the following letter of the alphabet, rearrange the result to name a famous person. It's the person's full name, and it's someone who's been in the news lately. Who is it?
When you have the answer, remember, there's a new way to send in your entry. We no longer accept email entries, but what you do is you go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joined us this week from the Sundance Film Festival. Hey, Will, have a great time.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.